TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show.
Real talk.
I'm not only a client, I'm the player president.
First things first, I pop up, freaks all the honey. Dummies, playboy bunnies, those wanting money. Those the ones I like, cause they don't get Nathan but penetration. Unless it smells like sanitation. Garbage, I turn like doorknobs. Heartthrob never, black and ugly as ever. However, I stay coochie down to the socks. Rings and watch filled with rocks. And my jam knock in your Mitsubishi. Girls teepee when they see me. Now my hoes creep me in their teepee. As I lay down laws like Island Coppin'. Stop it, if you think they're gonna make a profit. Don't see my ones, don't see my guns, get it? Now tell your friends, Papa hit it, then split it in two. As I flow with the junior mafia, I don't know what the hell's stopping ya. I'm clocking ya, Versace shade watching ya. Once you grin, I'm in, game begins. First I talk about how I dress is this, and diamond necklaces, stretch Lexuses. The sex is just immaculate. From the back I get deeper and deeper, help you reach the climax that your man can't make. Call him, tell him you'll be home real late, and sing the break, She's sick of that song on how it's so long. Thought he worked his until I handled my biz. There I is, major pain like Damon Wayans. Low down dirty even, like his brother Keenan. Scheming, don't leave your girl around me. True player for real, ask Puff Daddy. You ringing bells with bags from Chanel. Baby Ben's traded in your Hyundai XL. Fully equipped CD changer with the cell. She beat me, meet me at 12. Where you at? Flipping jobs, playing car notes. While I'm swimming in your women like the breaststroke. Right stroke, left stroke, was the best stroke? Death stroke, tongue all down her throat. Nothing left to do but send her home to you. I'm through. Can you sing the song for me, boo? Me. We can cruise the world with pearls, gator boots for girls. The envy of all women, crushed linen, Cartier wristwear with diamonds in them. The finest women I love with the passion. Your man's a wimp, I get that ass a good thrashing. High fashion, flying in the all states, sexing me while your man. Isn't this great? Your flight leaves at 8, her flight lands at 9, my game just for mine. Lyrically, I'm supposed to represent. I'm not only a client, I'm the player president. I'm supposed to represent. I'm supposed to represent. I'm supposed to represent Brooklyn. Biggie, Biggie, give me one more chance. Biggie, Biggie, give me one more chance to represent.
B.I.G. is your hip-hop informer. That dude, T.M., is the Social Lab, T.M. Hyman Radio. Hey, we are up close and personal tonight with our dude, Jamal Gravy Woodard. Listen, Willard, excuse me. Gravy, you know him. Jamal Woodard. He was the Notorious B.I.G. in the movie. Hey, we got him here. He's live on set, and he's our guest tonight, up close and personal. Stand by. But first, from the other side of the ATL, give it up. Hot chocolate. What up, man?
Hey, hey, everybody. Happy Monday. Money-making Monday, motivational Monday. We're going to be up close and personal tonight. And I definitely want to give a personal thank you to Gravy for joining us and taking time out of his set time for us. So, yeah, let's get to it.
Hey, Fee, standing by live out of South Carolina. What up, Fee? What's going on tonight, Mom?
Hey, not a thing. In the kitchen, as usual. How are y'all?
As usual. Hey, go get right in with our guest tonight. Hey, he's on set recording, so we feel privileged to have him standing by. My man, thanks. Brother Gravy Willard. Hey, thanks, bro, for stopping past, man.
Oh, it's all love, brother.
Hey, we appreciate the love tonight, as Hot Chocolate stated. Hey,
for sure.
Just to jump right into it, man. Can you tell us what you're working on right now? I know some projects you can't even talk about. Is this one you can talk about?
Yeah. It's called Unintended, and we're shooting it right now in Atlanta. And it's going to be amazing. It's done by Metro Wealth Films, and the director name is Man from Detroit. We've been working together doing a couple of things, and we shot the movie Turn with me and Tori Hart. So we're just working, and I got a new movie coming out September 7th called City of Lies with Johnny Depp and Forest Whitaker.
Ooh,
just working.
That's awesome.
Not just working. No, he's working.
No,
yeah, we're just working. We're staying blessed. Oh, it's all love, my brother.
So a lot of our audience, I'm sure, would know you from Notorious. Give us a little bit more of your background to educate our TM Hymer Radio listeners.
Well, some of them might know me from being Gravy, the rapper. So half the world gonna know me from Notorious, and half the world gonna know me from being Gravy, the rapper, in New York, and you know, Barbershop 3 and 7:30 and another Stateside, and what else we got? All Eyes on Me and a couple of joints out there. So we just circulating, man.
So you nice? You got bars?
Oh yeah, I do my thing. Gravy do his thing.
I'm acting like I don't know that. My son has actually spent some time in the studio with you, but we'll talk about that off set. So, yeah, I know Gravy has bars. But for our TM Hymer Radio listeners who happen to follow either Sleepy Green or Curtis Edelton, they'll get a little taste of Gravy, you know, doing his thing karaoke style. We had some fun celebrating Kurt Boogie's birthday a few weeks ago at BQE here in Atlanta, and Gravy graced the stage for us.
Yeah, we had a great time.
Well, let me ask you this, Gravy.
Yes, go ahead.
Okay. In preparing for the movie Notorious, I'm pretty sure you are already in the rap game. Were you compared to him any, like, before you even auditioned for the part? You were just, you were your own. Okay.
Yeah, I'm great. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Big is big.
But, I mean,
mm-hmm.
What part of New York are you from?
Say it again.
What part of New York are you from? Oh, you are from Brooklyn. Okay.
Yeah, I'm from Brooklyn, Bed-Stuy, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Great for artists who are trying to actually jump in the game and transition from music to film or television. Well, what kind of advice do you have for established artists who are trying to transition, as well as unestablished artists, meaning, you know, maybe they're not nationally known?
I mean, just stay true to who you are. If you're a rapper, stay a rapper. If you're an actor, and you can do both. And you could be amazing and do both, but don't try to do it just because you think you could do it. You know what I'm saying? Don't hang around yes men and yes women who be like, yeah, you got it, girl. Yeah, nigga, you can do it and you can't do it. You know what I'm saying? It's too much of that going around. You know, you might have 30 dudes out with a click. It might be 30 of them all together. And, you know, they following one rapper and not none of them. They all grew up together and not one of them is telling him he garbage. Like, you know what I'm saying? Y'all can't all be having that dude think keep popping. Somebody got to be like, yo, my nigga, we've been doing this 7 years and ain't nothing happening. You ain't it. You know what I'm saying? You know you've been out in seminars and see 30 or 40 dudes come on the stage, same T-shirts, same hoodies, and all the same stuff, and the nigga garbage. Like, how do y'all hang around the dude and not tell him he ain't it? That's whack. That ain't no real friend. I'd rather have a real friend tell me, hey, man, you ain't got it, though. That's just 100.
That's very whack. Very.
You know, it's just messed up nowadays. Yeah. Everybody say they're keeping it real and they're keeping it fake.
I think sometimes that's even camouflaged with the word loyalty. You know what I'm saying? I mean, cats confuse, you know, being real and being loyal, like, you know, as if it's something that doesn't work together. You can be real and be loyal at the same time, you know, and still be, I think what you just said, be yourself, be unique, right? Way too much. Now, did you see yourself as an actor, or were you identified
Never.
As an actor, being that you were, you know, really an MC?
Nah, man, I wanted to be a basketball player. Never. I wanted to be a basketball player, brother. That was my first dream. You know what I'm saying?
What brought about
that
transition to acting? That's dope. That's dope.
That's just God. Yeah, that's just God blessing. You know what I'm saying? That's just God blessing. But I never looked at acting before. Yeah, you know, sometimes, you know, things. When you let him direct, you know, sometimes things can come your way. You know what I'm saying? But most of the time, anyway,
certainly
you let God direct.
Certainly.
Yeah,
you certainly.
So, you know,
I say let go and let God.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, that's
absolutely.
That's heavy though.
Absolutely.
That's heavy duty though.
Yeah, you gotta
that's
have your mind right
you know,
for that. Yeah, you gotta have your mind right for that. You gotta believe.
You gotta have your mind right.
Yeah, faith works. You know that.
What's your first love, emceeing or acting?
My first love is my daughter. That's my first love. After that. I love them both. I can't say I don't. I love them both. But it just seems like acting is gonna catapult my music. It's almost like what Jamie Foxx did. He got to a certain level and acted and then dropped the music. So being that my music didn't work in the beginning, well, it did work. I had a lot of deals, so I can't say it didn't work. It just it's a bigger plateau for me to focus on all these films. Couple of films under my belt, maybe 20, 30 films, be major, turn into a major actor, and then drop some music. I think it'll count more.
So speak if you can a little bit about those deals that you had that you know ultimately walked away from for, you know,
well, it wasn't
whatever the
way it
was
time,
you wanted to
it
take.
It wasn't walking away from anything. It was just time. You know what I'm saying? Like, I had a deal. You know, I had the greatest manager in the world, who was Chris Lighty. R.I.P. Chris Lighty, who was the best at Violator Records. And God bless Mona Scott. She's running VH1 Love & Hip Hop right now, doing wonderful. So I spent 20 years with those type of people, with Kevin Lyles and Kadar Massenburg and Mark Pitts and Wayne from Bostorm and Kevin Lyles and Leo Cohen and Tom Moskowitz and Tony Draper and Trader Truth. And, I mean, I could name a million people. I've been in the game 25 years. So, you know, my time was due and the rap game changed at the time when I was doing it, and then it turned into a 360 deal. And, you know, artists wasn't feeling the 360 deal. Then it turned into independent deals. And, you know, you had the new Young Monies and Maybach Music. And then, you know, artists started doing independent situations where you had TV One and Koch and, you know, it goes on and on and on. So it's just, you know, my life spiraled out of control at one point in time, and I just had to do better. And God just blessed me to, you know, have Puff call me and tell me to go try out for the big joint, and it just worked itself out.
Here we are.
Okay.
Hey, it's 9:14 here in the East, 614 out there in the West. We're up close and personal tonight with Jamal Gravy Willard, a.k.a. Notorious Biggs. Hey, if you got a comment, question, want to jump on it, hey, dial 1 on the phone. We acknowledge you. It's 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. Up close and personal with Notorious B.I.G. tonight. Hey, press 1 on the phone.
Real talk, real people, real time, 9:15 p.m. here in the Social Lab, your girl Hot Chocolate. 917-889-3926 again is the number to weigh in. Again, press 1 so the engineer know that you want to weigh in and holler at our special guest up close and personal, Jamal Gravy Willard, a.k.a. so many things, but Notorious comes to mind, of course, again, because of the bars that you spit and the resemblance that I still see of you in the movie when I watch it every time that it comes on. But, you know, that's just me. That's my personal moment. So, music, do we have some coming out? Do we have some that's out already that we need to be listening for? Tell us.
Well, right now we're working on a mixtape, so, you know, we're going to put something together because I had put a mixtape out called Rapper/Actor. That's the one we're working on now. So that's going to take its place and take its course and let people know that I rap because, you know, half the world know I rap and half don't. So we just got to, you know, give them what they want, you know? But that's why I named the mixtape Rapper/Actor so they know I came. I was a rapper first, not an actor trying to rap. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Well, let me ask you this. When you said you got the phone call from Puff to go audition, was that your breakthrough right there for acting?
Nah.
Or had you already did some prior?
No, I never did no acting before, but that was about because I used to write with Puff. We used to hang out, you know, and all that. Like I said, I've been rapping, so I've been with everybody from Busta Rhymes to Fat Joe to you name it. I done been with him, so that wasn't my breakthrough. But it was a new way to see, you know, life differently, a new opportunity. So I give them that,
right.
You know. And even at that time, I still didn't have the role, you know what I'm saying? So I had to work for it. I went to school, went to Juilliard, you know, number one school in New York City, A-Stat, you know. Boy smart, boy, ain't no clown.
Hey, great. You sound like Big a little bit. You sound like Big a little bit, straight up. Like, listen, work with me right now, brother. Work with me. We're going to summon the spirit of Big, and I truly want to know, like, you know, Biggie, when you was watching Love and Hip Hop and you saw Faith with Stevie J, what the hell was you thinking? What was you thinking, Big?
Wow.
Oh, I don't know, bro. Y'all crazy.
Like, Big, what was you thinking when you saw Faith?
That was a stumper right there. I definitely didn't expect that.
Right.
Listen. Hey. Listen.
I don't know what's going
on. My brother right
here. He said,
For 25 years, he certainly understands the game and the changes from back then to now. Bro, like, on a more mature question, the game has changed so much. Like, would Big still be in the game right now because it's changed so much?
Of course. It probably wouldn't have changed this way, though. You know what I'm
I
saying?
Agree.
Like, once
I
we
agree.
Lost,
help,
once
help,
we
help,
once
help,
we
help
lost,
understand.
Once we lost, because once we lost Big and Pop, it changed. The South started winning. When we lost the Kings, the South started winning. If we never lost Big and Pop, South would have never won, period.
Yeah, the tempo wouldn't have come to a halt the way that it did.
Right, we lost two of the best, so they snuck in. But other than that, we'd have had them still here. It would have been all about Jay, Big, Nas, you know, it would still been.
Yeah.
You know,
and we're still waiting on Nas right now in that big return.
True.
Yeah, it would have still, you know, I mean, not saying that Atlanta rappers can't rap or nothing like that, because they still would have got they do, but I don't think it would have went all the way green with mumble rap, I don't think it would have went all the way that far. I think it would have still been about lyrics. But she was so crazy right now, lyrics is coming back right now.
Yeah. Push it
through. You know what I'm saying? Lyrics is definitely coming back right now. That's a prime example of yeah, I'm glad you said Push It T. I'm going with Drake, though, but it's a prime example.
That's interesting. Ooh,
wow.
I mean, I just go with facts, man. I don't go with, you know what I mean? You can't rap about something you don't live, and then you got to know who you're going at. You can't throw darts at the throne. That's a foolish move.
Ooh,
you know what I mean? Or you can't go at something that, you know what I mean? You can't, come on, stop.
See,
you can't do it. Not with Drake, stop.
I'm gonna go ahead and go with this one early, just because you know, Gravy. I want
perspective.
Let's
be realistic.
No,
look,
we are.
Let's be realistic. Look, let's be realistic. If Drake get on an arena, right? If Drake do his show and do arenas, right? Where it's so many damn people at his arena, maybe 25,000-30,000 people. And he puts you on a summer jam screen or one of those, he'd kill you, man. Boy, kill your career, man. And he's telling you he'll kill your career, but he's telling you in the verse, Kanye. He's telling you in the verse what you need to even come at me. And then when you're trying to do Kanye can't even go at Drake right now. So you can't be rolling with somebody. Kanye can't get at Drake. Stop. Like Drake is pop culture, man. Stop. Stop. Like Drake, you don't do that.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are hearing the voice of our guest up close and personal tonight. He's live on set. The brother Jamal Gravy Willard. We appreciate the transparency, because there's such a debate right now back and forth about Pusha T and Drake. And I mean, we represent VA all day.
We're from Virginia.
We also understand music and hip hop, though. So, you know, I mean, but you are. We also rock with music and hip hop. You know what I'm saying? So
absolutely.
You know, I think, you know, I personally think that, you know, it's an interesting situation that for me it's not as dramatic as we're responding. The bottom line is for me we're responding this way because there's such a deficit in true music right now.
It's all for sport. It's all for sport.
Mm-hmm.
It ain't no beef. It's all for sport. And I respect Pusha T. I like what he do. His verse is crazy, but the beat he pick was not it. Now, I mean, let's get facts, man. We're going to go real. Let's go all the way. The verse is hard, but the verse is harder than the beat. You picked the wrong beat to rap on to deliver that verse. Like, you got to think when you're in a battle, dog.
Well, he dropped
just like with Meek Mill. You got to think. You got to think.
It's like
he dropped
like
some lyrics, but you
like
got to have the whole.
I'm not downplaying
him. You got to have the whole. No, I said the beat. It don't sound right on the J beat. Listen to the Pusha T joint and then play the Drake joint and see where your feelings go. It's the same thing. It's the same thing like everybody going with the Warriors right now.
True.
I'm with LeBron, but everybody want to go with the Warriors. All right, everybody want to go with the Warriors, but I'm with LeBron. It's the same thing. Like, you can have your choice, but facts. I don't care. I'm rolling with LeBron because he's the best in the world. I don't give a fuck if Warriors win the championship. You're still not the best in the world. Curry and KD are still number 2 and 3. LeBron number 1, no matter what he do. And that's what I'm staying with. It's the same thing. Mm-hmm. Come on, man. You going at Drake.
You said that with your text.
You can't have a rap for
He did. He did.
Said
it with
his whole chest.
With his whole chest.
His chest poking out.
I'm going to respect that.
Hey, Big. Stand by, Biggie. Hey, when we come back, we want you to tell people how they can follow you to make sure they stay plugged in. Hey, we got my brother, bro, Gravy, telling us like it is. Like he's a standing chest poked out. We'll be back.
Yeah.
He's
trying to get a ride forward.
Yeah.
I used to get feels on the Now I throw shields on the to stop me from the beast. And know they soft like a Twinkie villain, playing the villain, prepare for this rap killing. Biggie Smalls is the illest, your style is played out like Arnold, and what you talking about, Willis?
The thrill is gone. The black, Frank, white is here to excite. Throw kicks to sell like I'm brainless. Sell like I'm stainless steel. I want the fortune like the wind. I squeeze gas till my clip is empty. Don't tempt me. You don't want the
here I am. I'll be damned if it ain't sincere. Time to spread the bud, deliver it over harmony grit. It's the new killer death trap. Yes, I'm a jet black ninja. Come in where you rest at. Surrender. Step inside the ring. Use the number one contender. Looking cold booty like you're in December. Stop. Button up your lippin'. From method, all you gettin' is the can that whippin'. Hey, I be kickin'. You, son, you doin' all the yappin'. Actin' as if it can't happen. Your frontin' got me mad enough to touch somethin'. You're one from Shallon, Allen, and ain't afraid to bust somethin'. So what you want? You won't. I got a six shooter and a horse named Trigger. It's real, 94, rugged brawl. Kicking on your
door. Like this.
The world don't ask me for shit. Everything you get, you got the world all for it.
Honey, shake your hips.
You don't stop.
Pack the clip.
Keep on. Verse 2. Coming with that OE bro. Medicare, putting back in ICU. I'm lifted, tro. You can bring your wacky crew. I got connections. I get that stuff like glue. Huh, no question. I'll be coming down in. Yo, I get rugged as a motherfucker carpet get. And love it. Not in the physical form, but in the mental. I spark and these cells get warm. I'm not a gentle man. I'm a method man. Baby, accept it. Utmost respected.
Assume the position.
Stop looking, listen. I spit on your grave, then I grab my Charles Dickens.
Welcome to my center. Honey, feel it deep in the placenta. Cold as the pole in the winter. Far from the inventor. Well, I got this rap sold. And when my Mac unloads, I'm guaranteed another video. Ready to die while I act that way. Pop Duke left Mom Duke. The took the back way. So instead of making up, I used to do stick up. Cause irritating like the hiccup. Excuse me, flows just grow through me. Like trees to branches, cliffs to avalanches. It's the praying mantis, deep like the mind of Farrakhan. A motherfucking rap phenomenon. Plus,
I got more blocks and text than you.
I make it hot, won't even stand next to you.
Touch me, you better bust me three times in the head. Oh, sorry, I got carried away. My bad. 9:27 p.m. as I get caught up in Notorious B.I.G. and Method Man. A little classic there for you here on TM Harmon Radio in the Social Lab. We have been up close and personal tonight with our special guest, Jamal Gravy Willard. And again, thank you for joining us. You are so good with me. Oh, my goodness. Anytime you want to come back and hang out, you are more than welcome. But first, before we let you go, we need to let our listeners know how they can follow you on all your social media.
Oh, it's all good. I appreciate that. It's Jamal Gravy Willard on everything. That's Facebook, Instagram, whatever they want to type in. You know what I'm saying? Jamal Gravy Willard, all one word.
And again, let us know what you have coming up. Oops, sorry. Go ahead.
We got Unintended. And we got City of Lies, and we got Turn. We got a couple of movies coming, about four joints coming.
What's coming first?
City of Lies, September 7th. Johnny Depp, Forest Whitaker.
Yeah. Nice.
Trailer's out right now. Y'all can look at it. City of Lies. YouTube it. Trailer's out right now.
Can we post that on our website?
I don't know how you strip it. I mean, the trailer's out. Well, I guess you could strip it. I guess they got ways to strip that damn thing and put it on.
We ain't really, you know, going into all that, but yeah, okay. Just long as I have
your permission. Y'all got one of them interns. You got some interns over there.
We can feature the promo, yeah. We got you.
Right. There you go. TM. Did we lose him? TM, you there?
Looked like there were several folks who wanted to make a comment. No, we're still here. It's 9:27, everybody. Again, up close and personal with our special guest tonight.
Yeah.
He's still actually hanging out with us. If you have a question or comment, dial 1 on the phone, 917-889-3926. Hey, Ro, before you rock out again for myself, all eyes on me. That biopic and man, something I think people sat around and waited for years. I know I was one of those people looking for a Tupac biopic. How did you actually become a part of that? Did you seek that project out like, look at me, look at me? Or did they actually come to you on that?
Well, LT Hutton came and said, you know, it wouldn't be right to take another big to try to play something that I did. So I respected that. You know what I mean? That's the OG. So I respected LT Hutton on that, and we just rocked with it. Plus Bob Title, we did Notorious together. He's also one of the producers on the Barbershop 3 project. So it worked itself out.
Nice.
And that does make perfect sense, too. Why get a big for one project and then switch it for something else? Make
right.
Sense.
Nice. Do you see yourself working with LT in the future?
Yeah, if he got something else coming, of course. Yeah, he's a good brother. But, you know, a lot of people was hitting my Instagram, my Facebook about the Unsolved joint. And I just said, yo, let the young brother do what he do. You know, they saw what they saw, and that's what they wanted. But, you know, the people always going to want the champ. You know what I'm saying? So I just go with what the people want to do. You know what I'm saying? People hit me up, yo, that's not the real big. That's not the shit. None of us is the real big.
Right.
I feel honored.
Right.
You know, when they say I'm the real big, and I ain't the real big, right. But I feel honored, you know?
I mean, bro, we feel honored to have you stop past the night. For folks who didn't know, now they know. I mean, folks, you got mixtapes. I mean, like a ton of mixtapes you can actually check out. You know, BET award nominated as well as other awards, like Black World Awards. I mean, the dude is an actor. He's a rapper. Sounds like a businessman at the same time. As Hot Chocolate said, bro, you're welcome to come past any time. Hey, we trying to do live events as well. So whenever we can actually promote some of those trailers, even possibly, come on set, do some live interviews, we can always make that happen.
No doubt.
All right, cool. I'm on deck. She got my number, so let's make it happen.
And, you know, Gravy, we run in a tight-knit circle. No Sleep, Edelton Events, TM Hyman Radio. You know, I've seen, you know, the freelance modeling that you've been doing for No Sleep and everything with the slips and stuff.
Yeah, my boy Sleep. Yeah.
Brand ambassador.
No doubt. Those are people. No doubt.
Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, you heard it. You know, he said, be true to yourself. If nothing else, success is truly about being true to yourself. What you think about, you bring about. You know, and
that's right.
Man, he said it. He said you gotta have your mind right for it, but let go and let God. Be open to opportunities that you might not be comfortable with, but they might be the right opportunities for you. You know what I'm saying? I mean, everything
that
we think we should be doing ain't necessarily what we should be doing. This dude wanted to
that's
be a
right.
basketball player. And he ended up, like, I mean, you see it for yourself.
You got to let God work.
More than he ever asked.
Let God work is what he said. Let
God
work.
Absolutely.
I appreciate you, brother. God bless you, your family and your daughter, brother. Keep doing what you're doing. We appreciate you.
Love, my brother. Same to y'all. All right.
Yeah, to you. Family here anytime.
All right.
Hey, we'll be right back. We've been up close and personal, man, with the B.I.G. The B.I.G.
Hey.
Curry. Hey. Jamal Gravy Willard. Come on, Gravy. With the B.I.G. Notorious. Hey, that was pretty
dope.
Cool, laid back. You know, he was real laid back, like B.I.G. Like, you know,
very.
It was like, let's summons B.I.G. I'm like, hey, yo, Big, did you see Stevie J and Faith on Love?
Listen, almost took me out with that question right there. I was not expecting that.
Biggie, You know, that's not how my mind works. My mind works like that. Because, see, the reality is Biggie could, in our lifetime right now, be sitting at home on the couch watching Faith on TV with Stevie J. That's like
fact.
He's old enough to still be home chilling right now, like in the tower, watching
what
Love and Hip Hop.
What he said was, subliminally through Big, problems with my wife, don't discuss them.
There you go.
Is what
Boom.
He said. Basically, hey. I mean, you know,
hey.
That was my interpretation.
Hey. Well, for me, it was the same, right? It was that thought came to me just like that. It's real, right? I mean, for those who are old enough to really understand this whole story, the one thing he said that was ultra real, things would not be the same. The music game would not be the same. The vibe would not be the same. If Biggie or Tupac was here, Jay and the East Coast, you know, like that whole cluster of the game would be more relevant.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's not an East Coast bias. That's just understanding the game where it was during that period and like where it has come to like today. Now, for me, the whole perspective was really on the shift in digital. That's where my mind really was is. The game has shifted as it relates to not just, you know, social media, but the game has shifted for people who understand music in the realm of digital. So I asked the question that I think a lot of people, you know, your automatic is to say yes. And I didn't go back and forth because, you know, my question wasn't really to prompt, you know, Tango. And so I know we had a limited amount of time as well, but really, it was really about, would Biggie still be relevant in a digital age? I didn't ask that question specifically, but that was really the realm of my question. You know, we quick to say yes about a lot of artists, but this is the reality. A lot of artists in the 90s are no longer relevant in 2018, not because they're not talented. It's because they didn't shift with the digital age.
Right.
They just didn't shift with the digital age. So, you know, the question, would he be relevant? You know, I mean, I think from a content perspective, right? And so, Regina, going back to your question, like, you got bars. It was rhetorical, right? I mean,
you know,
you knew he had bars. So the question was, like, would Biggie be relevant? Of course he would be relevant, but still, you know, would he be relevant, though? Nevertheless, again, we had a very dope interview the first half hour of the show. Please go back and check out the podcast if you missed it. We got like 20 minutes. I want to shift and go to a topic that we can pick up part two on Wednesday. Very interesting topic. Again, shout out to our special guest tonight, you know, Jamal Gravy Willard. You know, y'all know I will call
tear
somebody,
up a name.
I will call somebody Green,
yes,
and their last name is Baker.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Listen, I don't blame it on my dyslexia. Listen, I don't know
where you was going with that. I'm glad you cleaned it up.
Yes, he got it together real quick, though.
I tried to intervene.
Listen. Now, I'm just listening. One thing about it, now, I'm pretty honest. See, people listen to us all over the world. One thing about it, folks, one thing about me, if I'm wrong, I don't mind standing in front of a gang of people and saying I'm wrong. That's
that
to me, that I you know, it is what it is. I'm not ashamed to say I'm wrong.
That's
why I can do a live show.
Mm-hmm.
But you better be ready to do the same damn thing if you're rolling with me, because we live. Because we live.
Be ready. Don't be shell shocked.
Where am I going with this? I don't know.
We were talking about gravy in his name and you tearing up the name.
This is the topic, though. Well, you know, I'm just acknowledging the fact that I kind of butchered the brother's name, even though we clearly know who he is. But just like you said, so for me, listen, I'm literal. So I'm the person that needs to hit the little button in dictionary.com for the website to pronounce it before I pronounce it. You feel me?
But don't, because they'll tear it up too. Nope.
But at least they're gonna actually pronounce it first, and I can hear the syllables. I'm proficient enough to repeat syllables.
Well, I think the dictionary would have said Willard, like I was going
Willard,
instead of Willard.
Willard. Well, and I think that was the thing. I was not really putting emphasis on the L.
It was in the wrong place.
Well,
apostrophe?
Right.
No, accent.
Accent.
That's the correct word. The accent.
Right.
Okay. Now that we've had our grammar,
we got it. Well, you know.
We got it. We do it. We have to we do
at
it.
At least we know for the next time. You know, and as people actually pronounce it, this is the deal. If we struggle with it, we're not the only ones, damn it, because we are pretty intelligent. We ignorant, but we pretty intelligent. So people are getting education out of this, right?
Absolutely.
You feel me? So
Sister Ratchet.
We're moving on. We're moving on. I'm not going to disagree.
Okay.
If you're significant other. We're shifting. Shift with me. If your significant other passed away, could you date their relative or their friend?
Negative.
Where am I going with this? Folks, this is just a thought to prompt conversation as we prepare for Relationship Wednesday coming up. Wednesday 9 p.m. If your significant other passed away, would you consider dating their relative or their friend? Now, it was very interesting to me how quickly you just jumped on the negative ghost ride a horse. But I think we are quicker to say it I think we're quick to just say no to it, but yes to it.
I have stipulations with my answer.
That's the question. 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. If your significant other passed away, now I think again, don't call up here. Lying.
First of all,
don't call up here lying. Because, you know, is not doing us no good.
Or you.
I think the reflex is to say, no, I wouldn't.
Mm-hmm.
That's not the right thing to do. But
that's not my reflex.
Some of y'all hoes doing it right now.
Oh, my. I'm going to be honest with you. I've seen it happen.
Listen, world. I know y'all listening all over the place. And I know if there's 100,000 people listening, listen. I know some of y'all. If it's 100,000 people listening, and I know some of y'all, what I'm going to say, it's at least a thousand of y'all doing it.
Out of 100,000, how about there's 10,000 doing it?
Right.
Listen,
how about there might be 30,000 doing it? Come on now.
I'm going to as low to the floor as I can possibly go.
Don't do that.
At least 1,000.
It has to come up higher because there are girls out there like me who have stipulations to their answer.
And
so that increases the number.
Don't throw me
come to the boss. Yes.
I won't go. I'm just speaking for self. That's all.
Yeah. Okay. So,
I can't do it.
So all I'm saying is, if you're going to weigh in, don't weigh in lying. That's all I'm going to say. So
tell the truth with an F.
Tell the truth, hot chocolate. Tell the truth with an F.
Well, my truth is that if it were best friend, no. Second level, third level friend, it depends on a lot of things. Now, as far as family, right? Immediate family, off limits.
What's the second level? Hold on. Before we move on to the family, kid, you're moving quickly. What's the second level or third level friend? Just for
an acquaintance,
all intents and purposes.
Just an acquaintance, not someone that you worked with for a long time or went to school with, grew up with, neighbors from young children, went to grade school, prom, all of that stuff together, college, friends. Nah, all that's off limits. You don't do that. But if it's just, your best friend, of which all of those things that I described, his homeboy's homeboy, then maybe, but not his direct homeboy, right? That's second or third, like second or third cousin, like that.
Oh, okay.
And what do you say, Fee?
I'll say negative. Reason being, I've seen it happen. I actually know someone very close. His spouse passed away. This Negro, and we're going to spell that K-N-E-E-G-R-O-W, K-N-E-E-G-R-O-W. This Negro eventually married three of his first wife's friends.
Oh, now he's a notorious one. That's no pun intended.
That was just like
literally
scandalous
notorious
to me. Yeah, that was scandalous. That was one situation. Then I also have a friend, another girlfriend, who her spouse ended up in a bad car accident. He didn't pass away like right away. He had to go through like some extensive rehab, whatever. Over about a year and a half, he passed away. Well, he constantly had friends that was in the little bike club that would come and take her if she needed to go out grocery shopping or needed to do things for the kids. And it was a bunch of them. Well, all of a sudden, it was like one particular one that kept like lingering around. And I'm like, what's going on over here? Well, he was in a time of need and I was in a time of need. And that's how that situation happened. And me personally, my loyalty is too high. I just feel like, no, I don't want your friend. I don't want your family. Because my thing is, are you plotting? Have you been plotting this whole time? Like, dang, chick don't walk past and your boy sitting back like, dang, she got a fat ass. Damn, dog. Is this going on during the whole relationship? It's like too many questions for me. No, it's too many fish out there to be focused on your homeboy's fish. It's too much. No. I'm sorry. And that's my story,
why
and I'm sticking to it too.
Why can't be filet mignon, though? Why can't
filet mignon, whatever the case, is too much out there to have to be in that same circle. No. Matter of fact, what's the dude, the ex-vice president, Joe Biden? You see, that's what happened with his family. His son that passed away from cancer, his son's wife married Joe Biden's other son.
But
look that up.
Bo Biden's ex-wife married Joe
married
Biden's other son.
Other son.
That is very true. And so this, but you know what? I think for me, the reflex is to say, wow, that's pretty crazy. But at the same time, I think from a sociology perspective, it says they had relationships, and most of us really kind of like lean on what we're familiar with or who we're familiar with. And it really comes down to relationships. Now, it makes people wonder, did y'all have a different kind of relationship going on, like prior to?
Right.
Maybe, maybe not, you know, maybe not. And what are we talking about if you just tuned in? I mean, one, our guest tonight was Jamal Gravy Willard, the Notorious B.I.G. He gave us some insight about projects he was actually working on. Go back and check out the podcast. He was B.I.G. in the actual movie. He played Christopher Wallace, and he was in Barbershop, as well as All Eyes on Me. Yep, that was the next cut. Barbershop 3 in the Notorious B.I.G. But the topic we're talking about is, would you actually date a relative or a friend of your significant other who's now deceased? If your significant other passed away, would you date their friend or relative? The reflex is no. You know, I think most people would frown upon it. But the reality is this: many people have gone on to be with some of the closest people of their significant others. And it has brought about a lot of strain in many instances, you know, with families, you know. But are we being, like, way too judgmental? Are we cutting people off, you know, really because we're in our own way, right? I mean, again, the reflex is like, you know, how could you do such a thing? It's like, why not? Person's not here anymore. And again, I'm not referring to anything in particular. This is not going on in my life. I actually was a part of a discussion recently that prompted this, and I was like, good topic to think about. If we could actually carry this on Wednesday 9 p, let's keep this conversation going, and we'll try to have some folks to come on and be a part of the discussion live. Interesting topic. So for me, it's like this: we frown upon people in their relationships, then we tell people they should, you know, go out and find somebody. The one thing that, you know, Felicia just said is there's a lot of fish in the sea. There's a lot of fish in the sea. There's a lot of fish in the sea, and that's real. I mean, but there's somebody for everybody. There's somebody for everybody.
Damn,
when you deliberately go after somebody else's, you know, like, you know, situation, you know, you become a home wrecker, and, you know, there are home wrecker women, and there are also home wrecker men. You know what I'm saying? You know, I mean, Some of that is intentional. Some of that is unintentional. It just happens. But regardless, there's a lot of fish in the sea. You know what I'm saying? It's enough fish to go after your own fish. That's Felicia's
right.
Words, not mine. But it was good.
Yeah,
don't touch my fish.
There's too many seas out there.
Well, the president
you gotta be all over here in the Pacific Ocean.
Grab me by the fish.
Yeah. Go jump in a lake or a pond or something. You ain't got to be all over here.
I'm lots of lakes and thoroughfares that you can go into that have fish in them. You don't have to come over here to mine.
Right.
Yeah, man-made lakes and stuff. You don't have to come over here to where my fish is at.
That's right.
956 here in Atlanta. Social Lab T. Muhammad Radio. Of hanging out with these two. I've had the honor of hanging out for the last 54 minutes.
No doubt.
With the most entertaining duo in the land, and our special guest, Jamal Willard. Fee, We got a project brewing. Uh-oh.
Yes, we do. Come on with it now. You going to drive it? I'm going to drive
project,
which one? I'm doing my dance.
A project. Well, you know, just, you know, since we're talking All Eyes on Me, you know,
now
we're talking. We hear some other language.
Okay.
You got something in your pocket? Hot chocolate over there? You got something hiding in your pocket?
No. Nothing hiding in my pocket. I want to know about the stuff that's brewing.
Okay. I'm fixing my wig. Who going to say it to him? You going to say it or I'm going to say it? But which one?
Drum roll.
Hold on.
No drum roll.
No drum roll.
Okay.
What I wanted to focus on, going back to what we have brewing, was the point that Mr. Willard made. And I was actually looking for a specific quote. So let's not be premature.
Okay.
Yes. Mr. Willard actually said to the people, be your authentic self. Be who you are. We had a conversation the other day about, I think, at the surface, going back to, like, living out your dream. Like, walking out, really, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, what you really want to do. That's what I kind of wanted to touch on. Going back to that conversation that we had the other day, I think one of the hardest things, and Jamal said it, he wanted to be a basketball player. But he was open to what God really had for him. And it wasn't playing basketball. If you really think about, like, our culture, like our kids, our brothers, you know what I'm saying, our sons, basketball is at the heart of what, like, we all strive towards. It's either basketball or entertainment.
Or football.
Like, how difficult was it for him to, you know, embrace the fact that basketball may not be his thing, it may be this other thing? That's the point, right? In order to really, like, be your authentic, to get, like, you know what I'm saying? To break that that glass ceiling that you're really trying to break, you got to be able to go beyond really what you even see yourself doing, right? And a lot of times, it's not what you really want to do. He wanted to play basketball. What's that thing for you, right? For Fee, it's cooking. It's cooking, and it's taking the cooking to the next level. You know, Hot Chocolate, we've been talking, you know, as a team about, again, live events. We did a live event with Fee 2 years ago. It's long been longer than that. A couple of years ago.
No, it was two years ago.
It's 2 years.
We want to get that back on track. We want you to be a part of it. Pay attention. But we're going to do part two. If your significant other passed away, would you date his friend or his relative Wednesday night? Hey, let's get out of here. Let's go home. Plus, we're chopping it up with Fee on Wednesday. Keisha.
Yep.
All right. Well, it has been real. I've enjoyed this evening. Cannot wait to chop it up with you guys on Wednesday.
We are, of course, that crew, that team, that network here in the Social Lab. Your girl, Hot Chocolate, T.M. Hyman, the General, Fee, and her beautiful self, Madam Boston, our roving correspondent out there somewhere, out there in the world. We will see you on Wednesday. Have a good night.
Good night.
Good night, everybody.
All right, good night.